Everybody makes mistakes, even the Einsteins of the world, but what mistakes do these people never make twice? Let's use our brains and discuss whether this list we have here of top 10 mistakes is true. Guys, let's talk about it.
Yeah, I think it's a figure of speech. I think a lot of the mistakes that we're going to list here are probably not going to be made by smart people even once.
All right. Tell us what these are.
Like ignoring advice you ask for. I mean, smart people usually would ask for good advice from their friends or from other people, smart people. And I think when they do want to ask for their advice, I don't think they will ignore these advices. Mm. So for a smart man to ignore someone's advice twice, that's kind of inconceivable. Number two, believing someone that's too good to be true. That makes sense. When someone calls you that I have some low interest mortgage for you, do you like to take it? And you take it for one time and you get fooled, and then it's difficult to conceive that someone would be fooled once again.
Unless it's me. What about number three, Liu Min?
Well, for example, if you do the same thing repeatedly and you expect a kind of different result, right. If you fail every time and you still do it, it's time for you to move on.
Well, that's the part I would disagree about. Mm-hmm. Some smart people, obviously, they are flexible, but it takes another kind of smart for people to sort of be persistent, stick to their goals, and eventually they will win.
Mm. Yeah, you know, I'm looking at this and I think it's pretty, these 10 results we have here, these 10 mistakes, sorry. I think they're pretty, like ignoring advice you asked for. I think a smart person weighs their advice compared to the advice they asked for.
Yeah.
If I'm playing chess and someone's like, Ryan, you should do that move. I'm like, I'm not just going to blindly listen. I think that's actually a good thing. Something that makes a smart person is to be like, I hear you, Todd, but that was an awful move to make. I'm going to do this one. Okay. Mm. But also another thing is expecting instant gratification.
Ooh, yeah, that's a tricky one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, tell me about.
Well, I think a lot of us will indulge ourselves in instant gratification. I like to playing video games. That's a sign of that submitting to instant gratification. I mean, you do this thing, you get a reward instantly.
Yeah.
That's not really wise, but nonetheless, a lot of people do that.
I can't
say I'm smart in this way. And
what else we got?
Doing your homework and bragging about a good result. Not doing your homework, actually. You haven't done the work and still you managed to get a good result out of it. Well, in that sense, smart people would reflect on this, that maybe he or she shouldn't do this another time.
Mm.
But not so smart people would just brag about it. Hey, I didn't prepare for that examination and yet I get 90.
Oh, that's fake.
That's not the right attitude.
I didn't like those kids in school. The old man, what else?
Well, some people just blame problems on everything other than themselves. Mm. It's the wrong thing to do. Because you always, if you want to make a progress, you need to analyze yourself, right? Mm-hmm. So what's wrong with you and whether you can correct something.
Yeah, when you can't finish your homework, don't blame your dog for eating it.
Indeed. And another thing is trying to change someone else is always very stupid to do especially in a relationship. I tried to change my husband's habits or his way of thinking or some of his values. It's a failure. So never try to change anyone
else. Yeah, let's follow
the
idea of feng shui. When someone has good habits, and for example, my wife can get messy sometimes, mm-hmm. but maybe it isn't her that is the problem. It's the way that your house is arranged. And mm-hmm. since we moved into a bigger apartment, we have more storage units. She's become so much easier or so much willing to do the chores and pick up stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, another one we have here is trying to be a people pleaser on this list. Guys, these things honestly won't, I don't think, measure somebody's intelligence. But, you know, just learn from your mistakes. I think that's the moral of the story here.